Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. This is Winning at Life. You're listening to The Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Today, we're going to talk about how John Bogle thinks you should look at retirement returns these days. Remember, he's the founder of Vanguard. We're going to talk some about fixed annuities today and how the understanding a little bit more of purposing them may help you with your retirement plans. And I'm sure callers will call in, and we've got a lot more to talk about. How about the windfall elimination provision? We get calls about that all the time. And we'll talk a little bit about some income planning regarding retirement and a conversation that I had today as well. You know, as far as from the market, interesting day, but just something that really caught my attention, maybe yours as well. Qatar basically said, heck with the rest of the cartel, we're going to pump oil. They hadn't been getting along with their partners lately as well, and we saw oil drop today as a result of it. How about Volvo taking a leap? The news this morning, they said by 2019, they're going to be producing their automobiles either electric or hybrid engines only. I just really thought that was interesting. One of my initial thoughts when I saw that was kind of good luck with that. I always thought market demand might dictate that. So here's an article on New York Times today about that. But they're looking to make moves to phase out conventional engines, once again, by 2019. They're basically saying the decision is the boldest commitment by any major car company to technologies that currently represent a small share of total vehicle market but are increasingly viewed as essential to combating climate change and urban pollution. I don't know that that's going to affect very much change, even over a long period of time. But I've seen car companies go out of business because of smaller decisions. Oh, this is kind of how I look at it. I'd like your take as well, because you can call the show. This is live Financial Talk Radio. You can interact. The phone number is 504-260-0995. And that's really a big move. On the other hand, how might that affect Tesla? I'd say Volvo's a lot bigger brand. And maybe Tesla is affecting Volvo, saying, hey, if they could survive, then we definitely have a strong marketplace, loyal following of car buyers, and they're going to stick with us no matter what we put under the hood. And hey, they may be further along on technologies than anybody know from behind the scene, but are you going to buy an all-electric car? Obviously, some people are buying, but even like Tesla today, their stock was down a pretty good bit. They're producing less cars than expected. I think that's more of that is to come. I, for one, am not interested in buying an electric car. I'm not interested in buying a hybrid car. We've got low gas prices, gas oozing out of everywhere. What's your take? You're so on board with if they just phase out engine, you know, gasoline engines, diesel engines, would you be good with it? Or would you say you're dedicated to Ford trucks? If they did away with the gasoline engine, would you still buy Ford? Or Chevrolet, for that matter, is a good example. I think those two brands have very loyal followings. But I still think, you know, Volvo, good luck with that, because the buying public is going to dictate that. So how long can you survive with lagging sales if that's the way it plays out? And then technologies and communities, refueling and such as that, have a long ways to go. I could see phasing it in, but that, when you think about 2019, we're July 5th of 2017. That's a pretty quick phase in with that technology and where it's going. You better have some pretty good battery life built up. And I just don't think that's, I think that's something that Tesla is struggling with as well. Once again, if you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, this is live Financial Talk Radio. We do this every evening at 7. 504-260-0995. You might want to have some input on your choice of gasoline or battery powered. You might want to talk about mutual funds, maybe about the Fed minutes today, variable annuities, fixed annuities. 504-260-0995. So that was one of the things that caught my attention. So let's see, where are we at on finance? Let's look at Tesla today. Off 7.24%. Kind of a big move down. Goldman Sachs analyst David Tamberrino expressed a bearish outlook for the stock. Shares are down 4.3% at the time of this article. Let's see. Daniel Sparks wrote the article. He said he's concerned with the plateauing nature of Tesla's combined Model S and Model X deliveries. In Tesla's second quarter, the electric car manufacturer vehicle deliveries were up 53% year over year, but they were down 12% sequentially. Further, while Tesla said it expected Model S and Model X deliveries in the second half of the year to be higher than the first half, management doesn't seem to expect this growth to be very meaningful. Provided global economic conditions do not worsen considerably, they're confident that combined deliveries of both S and X in the second quarter will likely exceed deliveries in the first half of 2017. But can they start making money per car? Tamberrino has a $180 price target for the stock, which nearly cuts the closing price today in half. That's $327.09 per share that it closed at. And let's see, where are we at? 11 minutes to go. Next segment, let's talk about right now about your retirement. Is it on track? One of the biggest questions facing retirement investors right now is what to expect from stocks over the coming decade. It matters the most if you're at or near retirement, since that number will affect your ability to finance a reasonable life after work. There's a disconnect by many long-term investors right now. After decades of double-digit returns from the stock market, some market observers, among them Vanguard Group founder John Bogle, warned that stocks could fall short of expectations. Some people have some unrealistic views of their returns. Had a meeting today with somebody actually moving into retirement, and we were talking about a 4% expectation on distributions. And depending on how the market does, you know, from, and when we kind of say the market's going out there and buying you an array of mutual funds or exchange traded funds and buying and holding over time, maybe active management can do better. Maybe selection can improve upon that. But with where they're going to be in retirement, and actually retirement's coming a little bit earlier than expected, they don't necessarily have the assets in place. So there's some work to do. So when we're talking about income, turning on Social Security, a little bit of pension money, they're going to be at 4 to 4.5% income stream, which actually makes things a little bit tight, and they might not have much upside growth. And that's the disconnect many long-term investors feel right now. After decades of double-digit returns from the stock market, are they looking at numbers that are too high? Bogle puts the number at 4%, a return many investors once associated with bonds, not stocks. He predicted lower returns in an interview published by CNBC. By Bogle's reckoning, dividend yield and earnings growth added together get you about 6% return. But that's stock valuations compared to earnings growth suggest the number is off by 2%. You're talking about 4% nominal return on stocks, and that's low, lower than history. History is around 6.5, Bogle said. So a lot of times when I'm speaking with families, I'm talking about reasonable expectation on returns. The problem is that over long periods, there really isn't anything better than stocks. Reinvested dividends and compounding are what cause portfolios to grow year in and year out. I've got a few more thoughts on this. We're going to continue this topic right after the break and talk a little bit further about income planning. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Hey, ladies, listen up. 9 out of 10 women will be the sole decision maker when it comes to finance, much more than men. Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, July 13th, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. Come learn about finance, retirement, Social Security, health care, and more. Gregory Riggs and our Total Wealth Authority will be in attendance. Bring your questions. A Q&A session will be held at the end. Reserve your seat. 504-832-9200. The Gregory Riggs and Associates app or GregoryRicks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
You know, once you pass away, it's not something that you can get a mulligan on. It has to be done ahead of time, and the results of it not being done ahead of time can be very, very drastic.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
gentleman came in and he said, look, I was planning to retire. I was going to get 1,054,000 lump sum to take instead of the pension. He was just really upset about it because they had taken it off the table. So now he's going to get 40,000 or so a year on the income from assets when he retires in October. And to make him feel better, I went and showed him. I said, this is a 5.6% income stream. Guaranteed. It's certain. This isn't depending how the market goes and whether or not you overspend the money. This is 5.6%. That's a heck of a return.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. Daily dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. I do this every evening from 7 till 8. You're wondering where James Parker is? He's still on vacation. Him and the wife and the 7 or 8 or 9 or so kids he has, he says. It's really not that many, but not far from it. Headed off to family vacation in Texas. We'll hear from him end of the week. Welcome him back. Resting up to give us a lot of his version of financial insight, at least the fun side of it. When we went to the break, we were talking about John Bogle and his take on expected returns. What should you expect? I always kind of talk with families about reasonable expectations, maybe dialing back some of what you're expecting. It depends on the purpose of the money, and you have money that's doing different jobs, and those expectations should be different. You can't go in there and say, well, I want to make 7% on everything. I want to make 9% on everything. When you're depends on your horizon. Now, you could look at it that way. Well, I want everything to make this specific return. Well, if you've got a horizon of the next 10 years and everything's in growth mode, you could look at it that way. Just your reasonable expectation might be higher than it should. But then once again, you probably wouldn't have everything in a growth phase or moderate to aggressive, because you are taking on more risk. You might have some in equity growth, and you might have some in growth in income. You might have some in treasuries and bonds. You might do some ETF sectors. And then you might have some that kind of weed out volatility, might be another strategy. And you can't expect the same returns on treasuries and bond ETFs as you would security selection in a growth portfolio. So once again, my point right there is everything doesn't make the same amount of money. When you shift into an income phase, then you're thinking about what is the timeline of the money, the jobs that it's doing. When am I turning on income? That's going to affect returns right there. Taking income because you're having to shift some money to a job of kicking out income. Hopefully that helps you with that. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, the phone number is 504-260-0995. You can email me, gregory@gregoryricks.com, or text through the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Just go to your app store and do a search for Gregory Ricks and Associates and download the app. It's a free download, one-time login. Let's see, where were we? So what should a long-term investor do? Someone with 10 years or more investment horizon? Bogle says stay invested. Doesn't mean you should stop investing, but it means you should be investing in accordance with the expectation of lower returns for the future. And if you're, here's a good one from him. If you're wrong, and if Bogle's wrong and the returns are higher, you're just going to have a terrible problem. Your nest egg is going to be larger than you would have ever expected. Here's the wrong way to do it, is be too aggressive on what you think return is, and then you show up there with less. A lot of times investors' problem with advisors or what they're doing or where the money's at is expectation. That it's unrealistic. Or their belief is to be fully invested and assuming that by being invested, they make more money. I'm yet to ever see a portfolio that has positive returns on every selection. And having positive returns every month, every year going forward. It doesn't happen. You're going to have some negative returns. You're going to have some reasons to sell that security or that fund or that ETF because it's not going the right way. And just because you're fully invested doesn't mean it goes well. It could be 50-50. Half of them could be doing well and half going the wrong direction. And are you forcing this? By saying, I want to be fully invested. That doesn't make sense if you don't understand investing psychology, investing selection, having an investment philosophy and just say, oh, I want to be fully invested. So what? Go buy you 40 positions and just assume because you're fully invested, it goes better. What's your investment philosophy? How do you make selection? If you're following those kind of rules, you're unlikely to be fully invested in this environment. Continuing. See, Bogle is doing some basic math here to make the prediction about the future of the stock market. With all due respect, he himself would warn anyone against trying to predict anything about stocks. One thing is certain, they're going to move up and down. Which direction? Either up, sideways, or down is my take on it. Bogle is not alone in suggesting a lasting gloom when it comes to stock returns. So what can the serious investor do about it? Here's one of the important things. Continue saving. Most of the return you're going to get out of a portfolio, frankly, comes from steady, sustained contributions over time, not from the stock market itself. That's where somebody's got a few years left. They say, well, what can we do to get more, to get my numbers right? Save more. It's not going to necessarily be about the return. It's how much can you push into that account? Every dollar you put in grows that year and each year thereafter. The cumulative effect swamps any given year's gains from stocks alone. To keep saving money and adding onto it. Control risks is another. Finally, in this major point, never chase returns. If Bogle's vision of lower stock gains do come true, a lot of voices in the marketplace will try to sell you on leaving stocks for something else less diversified and higher risk. Broad diversification is the key to reliable returns. Trying to grab a quick gain by concentrating your bets or through exotic, thinly traded alternatives inevitably ends in tears. Broad diversification is the key to reliable returns. We have strategies that are not fully invested. I get some noise from clients like, why am I not fully invested? Well, the selections we've made are doing really well. But if you were to push me to go buy you another 15 positions and get you fully invested just to go pick out, doesn't mean it's going to work. Maybe in the long term it might, but in the short term, probably not. Then you're going to be unhappy. But we have an investments philosophy, rules that we follow, and we're going to buy when they're available. And it might take some time to get fully invested, but what we want to feel confident about is making good selection, good decisions, and growing going forward. And also being positioned to take advantage of dips in the market, dip on certain securities. And we're hunting for value just to go out there and be fully invested and think this is going to work. And then sometimes say, well, why don't you buy more percentage of my portfolio in that position? You're asking me to increase risk and reduce diversification. That's not going to help you win. You can buy larger positions based on your investable assets, and then it could go the wrong way. How has that helped you? By buying more, does it make it win? You got to buy it where it makes investing sense, and you have to go by rules. And sometimes it just does a sense where somebody else is talking to them and trying to bend their ear. And, oh, we'll get you fully invested. We'll get you fully invested quickly. And just hang in there, and it's always going to go well. It always goes well till it doesn't. Let's see. What is it? O'Reilly today. Let me see if I can get that up. We talked about where is my cursor? Guess we're about to come up on a break. I'm going to talk to you about a couple of the stock moves today that might shock you. Maybe not. But that's when things can go the wrong way. And it's like, ouch. We're going to take care of some bills here. Take a little break. Be back in, I don't know, 3-4 minutes. Hang in there. Get that phone out and dial me up. 504-260-0995. I'm going to talk about the Women Winning at Life event when I come back. This is Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
For a lot of children, the key to success in school is having the right supplies. And Access Health Louisiana is holding several Supplies for Success events around the area this summer. There will be free backpacks filled with school supplies and entertainment and games for the kids. Supply giveaways will be held this summer in Norco, Hammond, Bogalusa, and Kenner. Go to accesshealthla.org for more information. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You could be up 132% in a security, but how is it behaving for you lately? And when there's winners, there's always losers. If you have a lot of tolerance for that going the wrong way, or your gains you've built up going the wrong way, that's problematic. And what are you going to do with that next correction? How are you protecting it? Put a real narrow stop loss on it. What's going to happen if this thing takes a dip? You're keeping your money.
If it continues to move up, we'll shift that stop up as it continues to move up. Keep that tight stop loss and capture more of the gains if there's more there.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
The National Council on Aging is the nation's leader of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucero. President Trump now in Poland for the first leg of his European trip.
It looks like the president is going to be on friendly territory. Andrzej Duda, who is the president of Poland, shares very much the same sort of political ideology as the president does. And when he speaks at Krasinski Square, it's expected that he could have upwards of 10, almost 15,000 people there. And it's likely that they will be very welcoming of the president.
Fox's John Roberts in Warsaw. After Poland, the president heads to the G20 to meet with European leaders, and he will also meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
To sit there and oppose sanctions or to sit there and go in defiance of a new resolution means you're holding the hands of Kim Jong-un.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley as the U.N. Security Council holds an emergency meeting to discuss the North Korean threat a day after the North launches a missile that experts warn could reach Alaska. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. Why don't we call it winning at life? We want to be more successful. We want to accumulate wealth. Want to save money. Why are we wanting to accumulate wealth? Because one day we can't work. And we're going to have to live off of what we put aside. Or do you just want to live off of Social Security? What? Yeah. Have a good point. You put money into that. But is that enough? I think as time goes by, that just gets to be just a little bit smaller amount because it's not really growing anymore. Regarding the coal increases, inflation, winning. Are we winning? That's what we want to do. Are we winning with self-improvement? Are we winning with our health? Phone number is 504-260-0995. I bought this version of an elliptical machine. Let's see. I think it's the ProMax or something. I have to look on here. It's been chasing me on, you know, when you open a web page and next thing you know, it's following you again. I'm not going to give you a report on it yet, but I'll tell you what. It's been a long while since I've worked out, several years. All kind of excuses over the years, being too busy, right knee, two surgeries. I have a few disc problems in my back. Yeah, I'm human. I break down here and there, but doing pretty good. So machine came in a week ago, Wednesday a week ago. And today I got on that machine and I worked it for 7 minutes, had to take breaks. And then finally, at the end of 7 minutes, it figured out that, okay, you're done for the day. It said I was done. I'm good with that. I stepped off and I said, I'll see you tomorrow. It was tough. But you know what? I want to win with health too. I want to be healthier and physically fit, not to go to Everest or anything. I don't have any goals other than I'd like to be able to do a 14-minute workout, hard at it, and be able to complete it and not feel exhausted and hurting when I walk away from it. That's a simple goal, just to kind of be in shape. Are you in shape with your money? And that's where I was talking about, you know, basically from that, what Bogle was talking about is investment philosophy, investment psychology. How do you go about making selection? Do you have rules? You know, you just, hey, even from a strategy that kind of sorts out, kind of boots out things that are more volatile. You know, that leaves us with the three major indexes, about 60 positions when we filter that down through our filters. Then we get to where and when can we buy any of those. And that filter, or there's a few of those actually, and that really slows down the process because we want to buy it at the right spot and have high confidence that it's going up. So why don't you just go buy 50? Of them. Well, first off, I don't want 50. Maybe I want 45. But if I'm buying 3% each, let's just say we were buying 3% each of investable assets, we're not getting 45. We're not getting 40. We might get 30 positions. And I can't look at any day and feel confident about going and buying 30. And I'll tell you, we were looking at O'Reilly. I've got pulled up here Netflix, and it was up 1%. But man, where we've gone from, I don't know, these charts are acting up. I won't have to change my chart system tomorrow. I'm not liking what I'm doing. Let's see if this helps clear that up. Oh, that's much better. Something with some software wasn't turned on. So if we're looking at Netflix year to date, it's up 19.23%. If we look at 1 month returns, it's off 10%. 5 day returns, it's off 2.25%. We go to O'Reilly Automotive Inc. It's auto parts. They're off 18.89% today. Stock was rocked by same store sales miss. You know, not rocked, severely punished for lower sales. When you kind of look at, let's go to a 5-year chart and see where that stock is. It's at 178. Where was that stock last at once? Oh, wow. There I am. I'm in November 7th of 2014. It closed at $179 a share. So, wow, that's going back over 2 years, 2.5 years to be at that price. And that's one reason for have investing rules. That's an argument for stop losses. And having an investment philosophy. And this is why you have to protect values. Who'd have thought that? Is O'Reilly going to be out of business because of this next month, next quarter, next year? I don't expect it. But something they changed wasn't working. But that had a big effect on it. So once again, you still have to be careful and you have to have rules in place. To me, that's a big reason for stop losses. You just gave up 18.89%. Oh, you say, oh, it's going to be worth more than that in 20 years? Well, I hope so. But what if it isn't? What about Sun Edison? We made a bunch of money on that stock a couple years ago. Oh my gosh, that's a scary one chart. We sold it back in 2015 when it was priced somewhere around 36. I'm sorry, I gave the wrong price. We sold it when it had moved just under $30 a share. I'm looking at probably its peak at $31.56. And it closed at about a nickel a share today. Once again, reason for stop loss or having, as well as you may have a buy philosophy, what is your sell rules to protect the gains? Do you have those as well? If you don't, you should. We have a Women Winning at Life event coming up. We don't do but a few of these a year. I love those events because Women Winning at Life, it's a woman-only event. Only women can attend. No husbands, no boyfriends, no spouses, no best friend. Women and their best friends and their guests can attend. It is July 13th. It'll be at Ruth's Chris in Metairie. You can call the office and RSVP. That number is 504-832-9200. I'm going to be in attendance. I'm the speaker of the event. Women focus, women about the things that they should look out for financially, how to fill some of those gaps, to understand pensions, Social Security decisions, how to generate income from assets, how to correlate assets, understand the capability of those assets. And you get to make a whole bunch of friends. The Total Wealth Authority is going to be there. Are you in your retirement home? Do you have the best person helping you on tax planning and doing your tax returns? How about estate planning? I know most of you do not have an estate plan. It's really, really important to have a plan for how things play out beyond your life. Call the office to RSVP. It's going to be a $10 fee where I'm going to match it and donate it to a local charity. July 13th. It's a Thursday. Don't miss it. Here's the number, 504-832-9200. You're listening to Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5, WRNO.
The National Council on Aging is the nation's leader of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
That's where Greg's genius comes in, is just knowing to put professionals all in an environment to give the listeners of this show, and knowing that they have a platform and they can get questions.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You could be up 132% in a security, but how is it behaving for you lately? And when there's winners, there's always losers. If you have a lot of tolerance for that going the wrong way, or your gains you've built up going the wrong way, that's problematic. And what are you going to do with that next correction? How are you protecting it? Put a real narrow stop loss on it. What's going to happen if this thing takes a dip? You're keeping your money. If it continues to move up, we'll shift that stop up as it continues to move up. Keep that tight stop loss and capture more of the gains if there's more there.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
I'll be your smooth ride at late night.
Anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back to Winning at Life. Don't forget about the Women Winning at Life event. Women only. July 13th. Event actually starts at 6:30. We'd kind of like you to be there for 6:15. They'll go over that when you call the office and RSVP. It's 504-832-9200. $10 fee that we match and give to local charity. But it's all things for women financially. And bring a guest. Call an RSVP or go to gregoryricks.com. We had a call about this last week, was the windfall elimination provision. This is when your Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits may be reduced. The windfall elimination provision may affect how Social Security calculate your retirement or disability benefit. If you work for an employer who does not withhold Social Security taxes from your salary, such as a government agency or an employer in another country, any pension you get from that work may reduce your Social Security benefits. We get a call from a lot of people in the state of Louisiana that have government-related jobs that do not get Social Security deducted from their checks. They're part of the state pension program. Example of that is their spouse might be getting $2,000 a month in Social Security. They're not getting any, but they're getting the pension from the state. Let's say they're getting $2,000 from the state. The husband dies, they're not getting the husband's Social Security check. On the other hand, you die and you did spousal continuation with your state pension, your husband gets it and continues to get his Social Security check. Yeah, wow. It affects a lot of people that way. I had people tell me, gosh, if I'd have known this, I don't know if I'd have worked for the state in that way. It's something to think about, is how What are your benefits? What are your sources of income down the road for retirement? And you might be in your 30s now and say, well, I never think about that. Maybe you should. The provision may affect you when you earn a pension from an employer who didn't withhold Social Security taxes and you qualify for Social Security retirement or disability benefits from work and other jobs for which you did pay taxes. We get those questions a lot. The windfall elimination provision may apply if you reach 62 after 1985 or you become disabled after 1985. And you first become eligible for a monthly pension based on your work where you did not pay Social Security taxes after 1985, even if you are still working. This provision also affects Social Security benefits for people who perform federal service under the Civil Service Retirement System, CSRS, after 1956. Your Social Security benefit amounts won't be reduced if you perform federal service under a system such as the Federal Employees Retirement System, in which Social Security taxes were withheld. Here are some exceptions. The windfall elimination provision doesn't apply if you are a federal worker first hired after December 31st of 1983. The next, you were employed on December 31st, 1983 by a nonprofit organization that did not withhold Social Security taxes from your pay at first, but then began withholding Social Security taxes from your pay. Next is your only pension is for railroad employment. Next is the only work you performed for which you did not pay Social Security taxes was before 1957. Or here's the big one. You have earned. Here's the ultimate exception is you have earned 30 or more years of substantial earnings under Social Security. And this is called this form. You can go to socialsecurity.gov. Called the windfall elimination provision on page 2, it lists all the substantial earnings. It's like you're having to have two full-time jobs. In 2014, you would have needed to make $21,750 from that other job. In 2000, you would have needed to make $14,175. In 95, you would have needed to make $11,325 that year. But that's 30 years or more of substantial earnings under Social Security. A little bit of information, kind of review. A little bit of what we're going to be talking about this week also is things you might not know about annuities. So the last few minutes here, if you want to call 504-260-0995. And I probably want to give you a little bit of the numbers today. Let's just run and do a quick part of that before I get to that, because I'm going to continue that tomorrow night regarding the annuities. Let's see. Dow Jones Industrial, basically you can call it flat today. It was $1.10 change, closed at 21,478.17. The NASDAQ was up 0.67%, closed at 61.5086. The S&P 500 closed slightly up at 24.32.54, and the Russell was off almost 0.5%, closed at 14.20.15. We have 10-year treasuries at 2.331, so they've continued to work their way up. That gets us to where are we at on mortgages, that big number. I just scrolled past it. 30-year mortgage fixed 4.06. A week ago, we were at 3.97. So now we're seeing mortgages inch just kind of just a little bit every day, inching back up. We're at 4.06%. Gold we're looking at right now, last trade was $45.62 per barrel. Let's see. Gold. Had a long discussion about gold this morning. Gold closed at $1,225.50. Maybe I'll talk to you about that. It was kind of about what is the purpose of it. His purpose was kind of doomsday. Okay, we have a caller. He's calling from a cell phone. I don't have location. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Thank you. My question is, when you were talking about Social Security, you know, if you took a second job and stuff, instead of doing that, suppose, and I guess for the lack of any better other term, with investments and whatnot, suppose you day traded and you made a lot more money. You know, say you made $50,000 or $100,000, you know, trading. I mean, would that be held against you? Would that be counted as like a job?
That's going to be that's not earned income. It doesn't show up as earned income. Is your problem there? If you're wanting to say, well, is that taxed? If you, maybe if you're running it as a business and running it through a Schedule C or LLC Corp and paying yourself earnings from doing that, but that's a self-interest. I don't know. I've never had anybody ask me that way, but I just wonder if with proper structuring, could it be that way? But it's not earned income, and what you're looking for is earned income that Social Security taxes would be paid, whether it's through an S-Corp, C-Corp, LLC, subchapter S, Schedule C, or actually working for an employer that pays you income and withhold taxes is what they're looking for there. But heck, if you're kind of doing that instead, making $50,000 a year from day trading, heck, keep doing that and keep socking that money away. You're going to get a lot more out of that than Social Security.
Right, but my point was that, you know, say you take Social Security, you know, and they tell you that you can't earn, you know, so much more than, you know, a specified amount per year. I'm saying, well, if you didn't do that, say you got Social Security, I mean, could you trade or day trade?
Yeah, you could.
Take as much as you want.
Because it's not earned income. It's not earned income. You can make all the passive income you want. You can have rental houses paying you income. It's not going to affect your Social Security. It's not earned income. Good point. Does that help you, Tony? Awesome. Well, that's the end of the show. We're going to be back tomorrow night. This is Winning at Life. Remember, tune in 7 o'clock, same place, same iHeartRadio station. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. You've been listening to us on iHeartRadio.
Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.